All right, welcome back to segment two of program 13 of The Bigger Picture. This is Marshall Wood, your host, for the remainder of the program. Cindy will be back in a moment. I've excused her so she can cool off a little bit during this segment. It's a little warm in the broadcast booth, and she doesn't tolerate heat too well. But I also don't want her to hear what I'm going to say about her in here now until it is said. So that's another reason that she's out. But this is The Bigger Picture, WCGA, AM 1100, wonderful coastal Georgia, reaching out to the good citizens of Southeast Georgia with what we believe is a critical message. And even if nobody else does, I do. I'm at the point in life now, because of my background and things that I've observed, that I trust my judgment more than just about anybody else's, or at least a lot more than those talking heads that I hear, and definitely more than those people who are trying to lead us in our government right now, which has gone off the tracks. Experts aren't, and leaders either can't or don't. And so it's going to be the average Joes of the world who are seeped in biblical tradition and the traditions that made America great and who are leading productive families are going to have to step forward and pull this nation out of the stinking hellhole that it's in, courtesy of Joe Biden, the Democrats, and the rhinos. I call them cockroaches, if this nation can be saved. So progressively, as I speak, I'm going to be a little more assertive maybe than I have been in the past. It is an opinion program, but as I told you earlier, I'm not speaking as a man with opinion right now. I'm speaking as a professor or as a preacher might speak. We're in trouble. Why did I bring Cindy on? Well, I brought Cindy on to let you understand, just by the sound of her voice and in her own words, why it seems so strange that I would call her the most powerful woman in the world. But she is. That young woman who I've served as a protector and a provider of a kitchen in which she can create a life for our children and for me, she has done her job so well in her sacrificial behavior, in her giving up her dreams for mine, to shape my character and to shape the character of her sons. And she's done it so well that I'm able to sit here today with some confidence and tell you what I'm telling you. But more importantly, our six sons are exemplary men. Our daughters-in-law are exemplary young women. And our grandchildren are now or will be the same. That's bragging, Woody. No, it is not bragging. I'm now just stating what is, because we followed God's word. As Cindy said, except the Lord builds the house, they who build it labor in vain, from Psalms 27:1. And so it is women like Cindy who take the role of wife and mother seriously. Smart ladies with college degrees. Cindy left only a few semesters before she was finished, so that she could become an Air Force wife. It's these women that get things done. And when, as you're going to hear in the later segments, when Cindy puts her hand on the face of a son who has terminal cancer, or who prays over a baby in her womb who is about to be terminated by a doctor hell-bent for leather to end a pregnancy that he claims is threatening her life, or other things, there's a power in her prayers, there's a power in her touch that allows her to impact the world through those to whom she ministers. She's an amazing gal. And we're both at the end of our life, and she's got some issues now that don't permit her to sit here in the heat for a long period of time. And so I have excused her. But I'm going to do a little self-effacing here, which Wes doesn't like. I'm not supposed to be anything less than Rush Limbaugh on air, whether I am or not. But I'm going to tell you about a time in my life when things maybe just weren't quite as good as they should be when I wasn't being the husband and father that I should. Doesn't matter because it's already in my book anyway, The Bigger Picture. And I believe it's in chapter 4. And I'm not too proud to admit there were problems. But the backside of the problem is when we came out of the darkness, Cindy and I sat down and we wrote a mission statement for the Wood family. It's dog-eared, and I carry it in my wallet. But here's what it says. The mission of the family entrusted to Marshall and Cindy Wood is to glorify God through our willful, loving obedience to His Son, Jesus Christ, having been empowered, as we believe, by His Holy Spirit to be faithful servants in the work of reconciliation of all creation. That's from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, beginning in verse 16. To this end, we will do nothing to dishonor His name inside or outside our home. We will be especially careful to ensure that this house is a haven for all who enter, to submit to one another in love at all times, to be worthy of trust as we covenant to trust each other, to be excellent stewards of the resources that God gives us, and to actively seek their honorable increase, that is, our resources, and to share graciously with those having a need, to be quick to share the gospel with those the Holy Spirit leads to us, and to trust God with all our hearts at all times. Those were the words that Cindy and I put together after a time of turmoil that I had created in our family back about 20 years ago, when I lost my focus for a brief period of time on who my Lord and Savior is. I forgot that all authority flows from Father God. And as a father, I represent His authority, and His authority is given to me for the welfare of the family. But for a while, I was too caught up with being what I was, a corporate pilot and other things. And when I took my eyes off, I did some damage to the most important entity in creation, the family, that same entity that's being attacked by the Democrats. It's being attacked by the LGBTQ community. In fact, it's just being attacked by people who don't understand what I'm teaching you, even though they claim to believe the same thing. This is the central theme of human existence. Miss this one, this fact about marriage and the family, and little will go right in your life. There are billions of examples of that. And Joe Biden may well be the best. And black culture may be the second. One man and one woman joined together for a physical lifetime, reproducing physically and spiritually as often as God gives them the opportunity. And that will happen in successive generations across the ages, until God's plan for this universe is fulfilled, for this creation is fulfilled. It's called the pageant of creation. And the seed of woman, children raised in the fear and admonition of the Lord, are the most integral part of that. No wonder people want to kill them in utero and abuse them. I hope you'll come back for segment 3 now of program 13 on the backside. God bless you.